Penguin Random House Audio presents A Traitor to Memory by Elizabeth George. Read for you by Donata Peters.
Maida Vale, London. Fat girls can do. Fat girls can do. Fat girls can do and do and do. As she trod the pavement towards her car, Katie Waddington used her regular mantra in rhythm with her lumbering pace. She said the words mentally instead of aloud, not so much because she was alone and afraid of seeming batty, but rather because to say them aloud would put further demands on her labouring lungs, and they had trouble enough to keep going, as did her heart, which, according to her always sententious GP, was not intended to pump blood through arteries that were being fast encroached upon by fat. When he looked at her, he saw rolls of flesh. He saw mammy hanging like two heavy flour sacks from her shoulders. He saw a stomach that drooped to cover her pubis and skin that was crated with cellulite. She was carrying so much weight on her frame that she could live for a year on her own tissues without eating. And if the doctor was to be believed, the fat was moving in on her vital organs. If she didn't do something to curb herself at table, he declared each time she saw him, she was going to be a goner. "Heart failure or stroke, Kathleen," he told her with a shake of his head. "Choose your poison. Your condition calls for immediate action, and that action is not intended to include ingesting anything that can turn into adipose tissue. Do you understand?" How could she not? It was her body they were talking about. And one couldn't be the size of a hippo in a business suit without noticing that fact when the opportunity arose to have a glimpse at one's reflection.